Thank you so much for asking me to do this. It absolutely is a blessing and an honor, and thank you for showing up. That means a lot to me. My sobriety date is, I'm sorry, before I even go to there, if you're new, welcome. I know how that feels. You know, I was new once, and I know the pain and the courage it takes to come into these rooms. I did the same thing, and that's a direct reason why I'm here. You know, my sobriety date is January 13th, 2009. I decided to really do my big deal out in Las Vegas. If I was going to do it, I was going to do it right. And that's where I made the havoc of my life. What happened, what it was like. Oh, man, it was dark, lonely, and empty. I got introduced to alcohol when I was in my teens. I thought I was just experimenting. When I turned 21, the party was on and cracking. Nobody could tell me anything because now I had the license to drink. It was legal. And I just really took a hold of that and ran with it. By the time I was in my late 20s, it just became a lifestyle. It wasn't really just a party anymore. And when it came time that I wanted to stop drinking, I found out that I couldn't. It was very hard. And that lifestyle led me into a horrible place. I ended up in jail. And today I can actually say that I'm not so embarrassed or ashamed to have ended up there. Some alcoholics do. I did. And it was a direct blessing from God. It was a chance for me to learn a little bit more about H&I. And if you've ever been a part of H&I, I'm here to thank you. You saved my life. It's the first place that I learned about Alcoholics Anonymous. They brought meetings in. And it was not only just my way to get out of the module, but it was nice to hear a little bit about recovery. I knew I had some issues. I just didn't know if I was the alcoholic or the drug addict or if I was just a troubled teen that was going to, you know, have this horrible second half of my life because I was so bad to my family. And things changed, and I wish I could tell you that I got out and I was on my way to recovery, but that's just not the case. I read the big book, and I read the 12 and 12, and I went to those meetings, but the day I got out, I was so full of fear on how to live life. I went straight back to drinking. That same day, I took off back to the dance clubs, and I ended up passing out in a blackout, feeling paralyzed from my neck down, and I woke up, and I knew at that time it was a very humbling experience. I realized that I needed to ask somebody for help. I decided to call a friend who I had been partying with, who was bragging about AA, and I thought, this is cool, I'll just give him a call, and I did, and, you know, he said, right on, I'm on my way down to pick you up, so right out straight from the dance club, he picks me up and takes me to my first AA meeting, which is the Nooner, the pizza meeting in Las Vegas. And that was truly a blessing. From then, my life did start to change. I finally was able to admit that I had a problem with alcohol because I could relate to everything in the book. I mean, it sounded like it was written for me, just personally for me. And that's when it began. I mean, I just decided that I wanted to change my life, and I was ready and willing. You know, I got to that place where I was so desperate. And I started going to more meetings. I started hanging out with a lot of ladies. I tried to hit up as many women's meetings as I could, but I honestly went to just any meeting I could. I stayed in meetings all day. I didn't have a car at the time because I, of course, had ruined that. And so I rode my bike to meetings. I got the coffee commitment, and I put stuff on my back, and I'd humbly ride down Vegas with my coffee commitment on my way to a meeting and so blessed. You know, how funny that is that you can be so blessed and not so embarrassed. You know, I didn't feel so embarrassed. I was always so embarrassed of what I had done to myself and the life that I had created. And I also, I'm sure, embarrassed my family. But as a direct result of this program and getting a sponsor and working these steps, I was able to make those true amends. And my sponsor told me, don't make them right away because they're just, again, another sorry, and your family doesn't want to hear that, because I had always told my family how sorry I was and that I wasn't going to do it again and that I wasn't going to cry. So I didn't say sorry. I actually started doing a lot more than just sorry. I started changing my behaviors. I started praying every morning for God to just keep me sober just one more day so I can get past just today. You know, just if it's only this day, I'll be okay. I really had to get down to the basics. It seems like I did a lot of damage to my brain and my body. And so I continued on that path. I got a service commitment, and then I met up with a lady who decided to open up a Serenity Club. And she asked me if I wanted to do some service work, and I said, sure. And she's like, great, you can paint this whole place. So I was like, right on. So that's what I did. And it worked out great because I got to hide inside of AA because I was too afraid of the outside world at that time. I was still really, really new, and I'm still really new. But I did. I painted the place, and I started taking on other service commitments. I chaired a meeting, not this big of a meeting, but I chaired a meeting. I became a secretary of a meeting, and after my year of going through the steps and, you know, putting forth my all, I actually had the privilege and the honor to start sponsoring women. And that is really the highlight of my life today. I miss that so much. I haven't got to sponsor anybody here in San Diego. My fiancé and I just moved here. So it's been a little hard, I'll have to tell you. Moving and looking out and seeing all new faces, it's nice, but I'm so used to my people, my crew, and so it's hard. But, you know, I did the same things today that I did the first time I came into this program. You know, as soon as I found the woman that I knew I connected with, I asked her to be my sponsor, and that's truly been a blessing. You know, I just continue to try and do the right thing. I pray every single day. Okay, I don't call my sponsor every single day, but I should be, and she's requesting me to and would like me to, but I am doing my best effort. And I always catch myself at noon like, oh, dang it, I forgot to call her. Shoot. I'll call her tomorrow. So, but, you know, I just, I keep my head up even through the hard times. You know, I've realized that I just don't have to drink over anything. There's nothing that has ever been so bad in my life yet. Yes, that I've had to drink over, and that's truly a result of this program. You know, I love this fellowship. It's kept me alive and afloat and honest. Things have changed. You know, I was a high school dropout because alcohol was more important. You know, now I'm a college student. From one who put on the high heels and wore the bustiers, I actually have a job where I keep my clothes on. Rock it out. I love it. And things are changing. Literally, they are right before my eyes. You know, it's amazing that I can stand up here today and look out in the crowd and be grateful. You know, God has worked so many miracles in my life. You know, today before I got here, I got to slow the committee down by spending some time with my mom. And you know, as a blessing, I actually work with my mother today, which you would never believe that through the damage that I've created with her. But we worked together, and today we got to celebrate her 25th anniversary for working at the place that we work at. So that's just been a blessing. You know, I get to do these things with my family. You know, I have true friendships today. And life is just so good. You know, I know that I can make it through anything, and I know that I have to continue to work this program. You know, I feel that working on my faith every day is so important. And I don't work a perfect program. I'm just not perfect. I can't live up to that expectation. I'm so hard on myself as is that thank God there is a God who's not so hard on me. Gosh, this has been quite an experience. I don't know how much time I have left, but I do want to thank all of you for letting me be here and letting me share my experience, strength, and hope. I hope that you guys got something from this, and if you're new, just keep praying for the courage and pray for the willingness, and I promise you it'll come. It does. You know, this process does take time, but if God can work on me,
then definitely he can work on you. I know that for a fact, and I believe that in my heart. So thank you so much, you guys.